Knowledge Products presents Brokers and Bankers as part of a series of presentations on Secrets of the Great Investors, narrated by Louis Rukeyser.
For much of the 20th century, banking was separated from investment brokerage by laws passed in the wake of the 1929 stock market crash. But today, bankers and brokers compete with growing intensity for the privilege of handling your money. Of course, not all of them compete for business from the average investor. Some institutions want to deal only with individuals that have hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars at their disposal. Many other bankers and brokers concentrate entirely on large corporations and institutions. Yet there are plenty who make their living by serving the needs of small investors. By and large, the so-called retail bankers and brokers hope to increase their own prosperity by offering a steadily expanding variety of services to an ever-expanding group of customers. John Reed, as CEO of international financial giant Citicorp and its banking subsidiary, Citibank, has surveyed the world of consumer financial services.
We at Citibank consider ourselves to be primarily a consumer financial service institution, and we consider ourselves global. Our target market for our consumer base is between a billion and a billion and a half.